is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking a question. How should you wait on God? Sometimes you'll get to a place in your spiritual walk when you realize that in order for you to go higher, you must first go deeper. Learning how to wait on God is your opportunity to go deeper with Him. Although sometimes waiting on God can feel like an eternity, this is what prompts you sometimes to take matters into your own hands. So the question is, if you must wait on God, then how should you wait on Him? One word, patiently. Patiently doesn't mean passively, but it means that you should resist the urge to take the outcome out of God's hands and into your own. This is exactly the decision that David had to make. You recall how jealous King Saul was of David. In fact, Saul kept David on the run for years because he was trying to kill him. One day, Saul walked into a cave where David and his men were hiding. In that moment, David became weak and stepped forward to take Saul's life. Imagine you running for years from a person who is trying to cause you harm, and now you have the chance to cause them harm. But David quickly caught himself and resisted the urge to kill Saul. He made the faithful decision not to take the outcome out of God's hands and into his own. Is there a situation in your life where you've been demonstrating patience, but you are now growing weary? If so, remember these words, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, think patience.